Morning to you. Welcome to Table Talk. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's good to be back. Yes, I had a little time to rest and I'm so glad to be back with you. Let's break some tables today now, shall we? We started off breaking this table on Twitter yesterday and some of you were, in fact, guys, they're just bullshit for me on Twitter. Like, okay, so if you're ready, I am also. We're going to have a fabulous conversation. We have 1 hour to do so. But don't worry. This conversation would continue on Twitter by 12:30. I host Table Talk Twitter Spaces on Twitter by 12:30 today. So if you're unable to join me here between 9 and 10 a.m., make sure to join in on Twitter by 12:30 p.m. today. Welcome to Table Talk. If it's your first time, Table Talk is a gendered show. What I do is to help you dig into the deep recesses of your mind and have those uncomfortable conversations you've been dodging. But this is a conversation that would overall change the perspective of how we relate with women in our society and how women can also grow and become better versions of themselves and ultimately how the society can be a better place. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is Table Talk. You're welcome. All right, I was going to pause to let my guest in, but as you might know, the show is in two parts. If this is your first time, yeah, because it's called Table Talk, it's practically when we were inviting you to come have breakfast with me if you want. So come to the table right now, shall you? As you come in, you can also join us because the show is in two parts. We've got the appetizer and then we've got the main dish. Now, the appetizer, what I do is run you through a few of the biggest things, the biggest stories for me from over the weekend. So if you're ready, I'm going to bring you the appetizer right now. Let's get started.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
On the appetizer, the biggest catch from you over the weekend was some sort of apology that the federal government issued around the bad fuel we have in circulation. I really got interested. There was a statement signed by Honoratius Egoa, who's a senior advisor, media and communication to the Minister of State, Petroleum Resources. And the presidency says it would not query anyone involved in the importation and circulation of bad fuel into the country, but would rather focus on managing the situation for now. Let me take a quote from that statement. It reads, "It's not a time to trade blames as is customary in Nigeria. It's therefore not a time to query anyone, but a time to come together to salvage the plight of the average Nigerian." Okay, well, I just thought, okay. But by the way, there are still queues in Lagos State. In fact, coming in this morning, I ran into a long queue causing traffic on Amadi Bello Way, people trying to get petrol. And I'm sure it's the same still across the state. So while we try to resolve that, the government says, yeah, now maybe later we'll deal with those who got it in. But for now, we're not going to query anybody. Okay. I hear you. All right, that's the appetizer from my end. Now let's go on to the main dish.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the show one more time. If you're just joining in, my name is Wemimo Adewuni and this is Table Talk. What we do here is break the table, scatter it totally and see if we can put it back together. If we can't, well, so be it. Welcome to the show. Okay, so today let's talk about contraceptives, specifically looking at population control. The show today, we're looking at population control, why men should be the ones to bear the burdens for contraceptives. Like I said earlier on, I started this on Twitter, and I kid you not when I tell you that men, they tore their shirt for me on Twitter yesterday. They got really upset when I said, well, men should bear the burden for contraceptives in Nigeria. Why not? Across the world, in fact, why not? Yeah, well, so we're going to talk about the kinds of research that's been done in this space and how it is very possible, yeah, for men to have hormonal reversible contraceptives. Certainly we know that there are practically just two types of contraceptives available for men right now. One is The other is more long-term. We hear that it's reversible, but we'll talk about all of that details in a bit. I want to know why men are afraid of taking contraceptives. So when I say let's have hormonal reversible contraceptives, the versions of the IUD, the pills, the injectables that you have for women, let's have the same for men. They came at me and said, no, what do you even mean? Why should men be... Okay, just calm down. I'll come to you in a moment to talk about that. I have a guest in the studio. She's Dr. Abimbola Olatunji, State Program Officer for RASIDIN. She's a project under the auspices of the Association for Reproductive and Family Health. Thanks for being here. Good morning.
Thank you.
Please move closer to your microphone. Yeah, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let me start off by this very heavy controversy. As a doctor, do you think that it's dangerous for men to have hormonal reversible contraceptives? That's the kinds that women currently have. Is it impossible?
Okay, from my own opinion, it's not actually impossible for men to have that. And as long as women can have hormonal contraceptives, if it's possible, why can men not have it? So for me, men should be able to.
Thank you. Let's close. Let's just go home. Let's just go home. They're gonna come up on the calls right now. So why can't? So in reading up yesterday, you know, I know that the federal government recently announced that we're revising the national population policy, and we're looking at managing Nigeria's population. How's the best way you think? I have my ideas, but what's the best way you think we can tackle population growth in Nigeria?
Okay, one of the things is actually the family planning method, contraceptive methods that we can use. Because, you know, in our culture, a lot of people believe that you need to have more children. And so, you know, by estimate, it's been projected that by 2050, Nigeria is going to reach a population of 285 million. And so if we want to control this, because it has its own impact on the economy, you know, so we need to control it through birth control. And that is one of the best ways that we can go about it.
So what are the forms of family planning that we currently have in Nigeria right now?
Okay, currently in Nigeria, we have five mixed methods of family planning. So the first one is called the lactational amenorrhea method, which the women, you know, practically does. It's about breastfeeding your baby, fulfilling three criteria. If you cannot fulfill those three criteria, then you cannot do lactational amenorrhea method. And so the first criteria, your baby must be less than 6 months. Mm-hmm. Then the second one, you must have not returned to your menstrual period. Your menstrual return must have not resumed by then. And then you should be able to put the baby to breast on demand. You should not have water. You should not have any other thing. Because if you try to add any other thing at this point in time, the baby becomes full and the baby will not be able to suck as much as he or she needs to suck. Mm. And then it will not, you know, be good for managing your birth control that you want to do.
So you have to be on exclusive breastfeeding for the period of 6 months.
Yes, you have to be on exclusive breastfeeding.
But this is not 100% guaranteed now, is it? I know women who say, oh, my period hasn't started, I'm still breastfeeding, and they still get pregnant.
Yes, it's not 100% guaranteed. That is why I always say that those three criteria must be fulfilled. You must not have started your menstrual period, and then your baby must be less than 6 months. Because by the time your baby is 6 months, you will start adding other food. And so the baby will not suck as much as he or she needs to suck.
So we can say this birth control can work for not more than 6 months.
Yes.
after you have a baby.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, let's look at the other types.
Okay, so we also have the barrier method, which has to do with male condom or the female condom. So it's easy to use. And then one of the benefits of barrier method is that it protects against sexually transmitted infections.
Yeah.
And so once you can, and I know a lot of people say, oh, it decreases pleasure. And that is not true. It's just a thing of the mind. Mm. And so this method is available for everyone to use. We can get it over the counter, which makes it easier. And also we have the short-acting methods. That is the injectables. We have different types of injectables. And even right now, we have DMPA-HESI. And this one, you can self-inject yourself. It comes with a very short needle. and then it becomes very easy and less painful.
Wait, let me come back. So the woman buys it. Does she buy it over the counter or she gets it at the hospital?
Now, when you get to the hospital, it's available. It's available at the hospital. Well, you can get from social marketing organizations as well. Mm. But when you visit the hospital, either private or public facilities, then it's available. So it has a very small needle, just like those people that inject themselves on insulin. So it's very easy for the woman to use. And also we have the long-acting reversible method. So when we talk about the implant and then we talk about the intrauterine devices, those are the long-acting reversible methods. And then we now come to the permanent methods when we talk about female sterilization or male sterilization.
So the sterilization is a tubal litigation for women, vasectomy for men. So that's a part people never want to hear. So is tubal litigation reversible? Is vasectomy also reversible?
Yes, tubal ligation is not reversible. So once you have done tubal ligation, you are not going to be able to reverse it. And that is why we say that you must make sure that you have made up your mind that you have completed your family. If you are not completed your family, then we don't advise that you do tubal ligation. Mm. So also for vasectomy, although they say that it's reversible, but mostly it's not.
Mm. So the options you've listed, I mean, I think the only one that men can do here is either the use of the condoms or vasectomy.
Yes.
Right. Now, let's come to the meat of this conversation, and that's why we don't have hormonal options, you know, as many options for contraception for men as we have for women. As I gather, there has been research done since the 1970s about male contraceptives. So, and I also gather that in 2019, there was actually a test done on the use of the pill. A pill has been made for men, but apparently pharmaceutical companies are not interested in funding. Even the WHO has pulled out funding for that project. There are also other forms of contraceptives I saw people have invented, one which includes kind of baptizing, dipping the scrotum and everything in some liquid. I found it really funny, you know, but scientific, you know. But in your work, do you see, apparently my own first vibe with the men are opposed to taking the burden of contraception, but seeing that a woman can have just one baby or maybe two or three or five in 9 months, but a man shoots about 1,500 sperms per second, right? That's your field. That's what I've gathered. Then a man can make how many babies in 9 months? Who should be taking contraceptives?
Okay, so because of the cultural background or the society we are in, you know, a lot of people believe that, you know, the responsibility to take care of the children and the house lies on the woman. Hmm. And so that is why the society is not even encouraging men involvement in contraceptives.
Mm.
But this should not be so, because you are the man who gets pregnant, and so right from the point of being pregnant, you are supposed to be involved, you know, taking care of the man, going to antenatal care together, and then when the baby comes, taking turns to and because the woman needs to rest as well.
Yeah.
And then also after a woman gives birth, you need to give room for the woman for her to return to her pre-pregnancy state, because it has a lot of effect.
Mm.
If a woman gets pregnant too soon after one pregnancy, the other child can be predisposed to low birth weight.
But anytime such a thing happens, I mean, our society blames the woman. Women and men blame the women. I'm not saying that men blame the women. I'm saying our society, both the women and the men, they say, look at that woman. She must be very unserious. I mean, how did that happen to her?
Yeah.
We don't point at the man that got her pregnant. Like, how did that happen to you, the man? Right?
Yes, that's the kind of society we are in, unfortunately.
I'm hoping we're able to change that.
Yes. So, yes, by one thing we can do as a government is by making policies that we also focus on men. Because currently we have policies that only focus on women.
Right.
So if we want to get men involved, then there should be policies to make men get involved. For example, when you go to the facilities, a lot of providers, you know, they don't really talk about vasectomy. The concentration is totally on the woman.
Yeah.
And so that should not be. Then manuals should be developed to train providers to be able to counsel men adequately so that they can make informed decisions. Because, you know, with statistics, a lot of men are not even aware that there's vasectomy. And so we need to increase the awareness. We need to start from there. So when we increase the awareness, and we, men also understand that, okay, if I go for vasectomy, it does not mean that's the end of the world. It just means I'm able to enjoy my wife the more.
Without fear of being pregnant.
Yes. Right. So they need to get informed. We need to increase their awareness so that they can make that informed decision.
Let me give you an example. I saw a man, he's an electrician, he came to do some work for me. They call him Baba Ibeji. Introducing himself, he told me to call him Baba Ibeji Lemeji. That's okay. You know, so that means it's had twins twice. You know, so I'm like, oh, really? He said, oh, that's not all. I have 10 children. How? By how many women? He says, by one woman. And it tells me he's actually tired of that woman. She's always getting pregnant. So he has moved out of the house for her, moved to another apartment, and now he's seeing other women who are also at the risk, quote unquote, of also getting pregnant. So he's a distributor of babies. He hasn't even thought of getting contraceptives because he's the distributing factor.
Well, you know, because like I said, a lot of men believe, you know, as the woman, you should take care of yourself. Business. It's all your business. And that's the kind of society we are in. If the society can get involved, it will help a long way.
Let me bring you some of the feedback I got on Twitter. Like I said, people tore their shirt. They were really mad at me on Twitter yesterday. They are still mad right now because I'm continuing this conversation at 12:30. Let me see if I can even get you to join me. That's on Twitter, though. Mm-hmm. You know, so some of the things I've heard from coming from social media, some people are open to the idea, you know, of having this contraceptive. They think it's good. Some others have told me, well, by the way, it's the woman's job. She's the one who is at risk of getting pregnant. So let her sort herself. And then they're also afraid, where would they put it? Some of my colleagues have asked me, well, what are they saying? You're saying, so where would they put it in my body? Like, would they put it down there? I'm like, no. So tell us how these insertables.
Okay, for women, the implants we have is placed under the skin.
How do they ask me? I know, but
it's
just tell them.
A minor surgical. Just a minor surgical. Yes, just a minor surgical operation.
You cut the arm?
You cut, yes.
And stitch it back?
Yes.
So they tell me, another thing they've told me is, well, Mimo, but you know that women have a larger threshold for pain. Men were not made for pain. We can't bear any kind of discomfort.
No, that's not true, you know. In as much as women can bear pain, men too can also bear pain. Even in society, we expect that men should even be able to bear pain the more.
Because they don't carry. Now, it comes to simple injection, you are saying that women.
So it's just a simple surgical procedure. You know, within 15 minutes, you are done. And so also the vasectomy, within 15 minutes, you are done.
15?
Yes.
15 minutes?
Yes.
Vasectomy is done?
Yes. Within 15 minutes, you are done.
And you are free for the rest
and
of
you're free.
Oh, come on now, people. Why won't you go for vasectomy?
Yes. So, you know, it's just that in this part of the world, you know, men are not really, you know, happy about it. But yes, in other parts of the world, when we look at places like Ethiopia, yes, New Zealand, you know, they're embracing it. So we should bring it closer to us as well.
Yeah.
Because it's going to help a longer. Yeah, yes, you might say that, oh, okay, the woman is the one at risk of being pregnant. But you also, as the man of the house, because pregnancy comes with complications as well, especially when placed too close together.
Yeah.
And so you also have the risk of losing your loved ones. It's okay. So you should also be willing to get involved.
Absolutely, I agree. I'm here conversing totally for the WHO to bring back funding. Yeah. You know, with the research I've done, apparently pharmaceutical companies are not keen on funding. We would have had these contraceptives by now. Yeah. I believe we would have had the pills for men, the injections for men also, and the implants. Yeah. I mean, those are easy things that men could do.
Yeah. So
but there's no funding.
Because there's no funding.
Because they don't like it. And because most of these pharmaceutical companies are also men driven, you know.
Well, apart from that, if there are policies, you know, currently we don't have policies, you know, supporting it,
because the people who make the policies don't want it.
You can't make pharmaceutical companies will also be afraid to put their money into it.
Yeah, if there's no policy.
Yes.
So WHO, I've tagged you in that. I need... All right, let me take a few calls before we go on a break. 0700-993-993-993. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning, everyone.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
I'm really opportune to listen to you this morning.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm normally not opportune because I'm all at the office and traffic this morning.
Okay.
And it's pretty much an interesting topic for me.
Thank you.
And that's because I like to remain anonymous, by the way.
That's all right.
And that's because I think it's not necessarily correct when you say men are not open to this idea.
No, I didn't say so. I didn't say so. I just some men told me on Twitter that they are open to it.
I can understand that some men might not be open to it because of cultural instincts and stuff like that. But I wouldn't tell you that the current Nigerian or the average Nigerian, modern Nigerian man right now who understands that we're in worry times, definitely would always wish that he was a gatekeeper in this particular situation.
Yeah.
The truth about it is that we've been brought up with a different type of mentality, and that kind of makes us understand or think, especially when the options are not available for us as men to take these contraceptives or injections or whatever it is by ourselves.
Mm.
I can tell you for a fact that if men had contraceptives, I'm talking about pills, injections, or IUDs, or what are insertives, as you call them, if we had the option, if it was fair, a lot of men would have played.
All right, let me go on a break. I'll be right back. Coming up to about 20 minutes before 10. Yes, so we have a few more minutes and we're going to take your calls and comments. Yeah, so I'm asking you, why are you afraid of contraceptives? I'm talking to the men, right? I'm pushing actively for more funding to produce hormonal contraceptives for men.
Yes.
Reversible. So if you don't want to do the vasectomy, but why not? I mean, if you've had plenty of children, if you can do vasectomy. Let's talk about your project, Rasudin.
Okay, Rasudin is actually the resilient and accelerated scale-up of DMPASC injection. DMPASC injection is also known as cyanopress. A lot of people, the other one that can be given intrascularly is a Depo-Provera. And then also, the one that we are calling DMPASC that could be given just like the way you take your insulin and encourages self-injection. That's what the project is all about. So it's just to get, you know, more women, you know, to get involved in having contraceptives.
Okay.
So because it is easy for you, and then you don't have to go queue at the hospitals or spend a long time in the hospital.
Mm.
You just get your commodity, then you can inject yourself at home.
I'll bring you back when we have the male version so that it can also happen. By the way, last week, I'm coming to the phone lines. I had here Madam Margaret Edison, the Director of Population Management Department of the National Population Commission. I asked her specifically about the role that men play in population growth. Remember that we have a lawmaker who boasted on the floors of the house, he already has 28 children and he aims to have 30 before he leaves next year. In fact, he brought his wife to stand up to be recognized. Oh, my God. So, if you want to control population and we're targeting women, I think it's a wrong approach. It's not bad, but it's not totally effective because one man can decide to have multiple wives and can have as many babies as he wants. In the time that it takes one woman to have one baby. All right, here's what she told me in that conversation. I need to listen to this.
Imagine. Okay, now, how do we get out from this?
So would you like the government to strictly give you a number of children you should have?
Of course, give it.
Yeah.
Sanusi, he had this problem. Why did the reason why he was it?
Explain to you that we attempted that in 1988 and how it backfired.
How exactly did it backfire? People didn't like it.
But I want to let you know that in a various demographic and health surveys conducted across the country, realize that is the men desire for children is higher among men than women. So they are the cause of the problem.
I'm just going to stop there. That's the end of the conversation. You are the cause of the problem. 0700-993-993-993. Good morning, hello.
Yeah.
Hello? Are you there? Oh, I can't hear you. Good morning, hello. Can't hear you either. Hello? Give me a minute. Hello?
Well, Mama.
Yes, sir.
My greetings to you and your colleague and your friend.
Thank you.
I just have three small questions when I want to ask you of now.
Make it very quick for me.
Okay, number one, when God says go into the world, be fruitful and multiply, does he mean that he made a mistake?
Does that mean also that you should have 30 children?
That's number one question.
Okay.
So I want you people to could answer me.
Okay, go on. Go
number
on, tell me
two, I hear sometimes you'll be talking about your beautiful children. Let's assume now that this your friend now bring these drugs now and give you free of tattoo. If you get home, that you should go and give your male child or your male children. Can you do that?
That's number two. Number three?
That's number three. Number three, when do you hear sometimes when you hear that women have entered menopause or sometimes you hear that children die and they need to have more babies so that they will replace the one that died or in accident or in any way? Then if it is the man that have taken this injection now and have produced that too and the thing has finished, how can that man come back to have more babies?
All right, stay close to your radio. Stay close to your radio. Let me answer one by one. Number, what was the first question?
Okay.
Be fruitful and multiply. Please help me. Let me just wait.
So when the Bible says be fruitful and multiply, for me, it's not about having children. You can be fruitful in so many things. Your business can be fruitful and multiply. So it's not just about human beings.
Even if you have children, I mean, multiplication, I think it's just sensible that you have the number of children that you can cater for. You can send to school, they can have a good life so that your family also grows wealthier. Because if you have more children, apparently you're going to be poorer. Do you know how much a bag of rice costs? You know how much diaper is? You know how much baby milk is? Do I have to tell you that you don't have to have many children? No. Go and have 50. In this Buhari economy, like we like to say, go and have 50. Number two question.
Okay. So number two, that will you be able to give your male child?
So Guy, I think you're mixing up. This is not for children, right? And it's what we're advocating for is reversible. The same thing that women do. Like you can wear the IUD, you can remove it after some years.
Like 10 to 12 years.
If you want.
Yes.
The implant.
Implant. We have 3 years. We have 5 years.
The pills.
The pills is every day. You take it every day.
If you want to have a baby, what do you do?
When you stop it.
That's all.
For the higher city, you go to the hospital and the implants, they remove it. And then you have your babies.
So that's why I'm saying vasectomy is quite extreme. That's why we're advocating for these reversible hormonal methods, right? That men can also use so that you don't have to do vasectomy unless you're really sure that you're really done having babies. So be calming down. Yeah, be calming down. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Akibu on the line.
Okay.
As regards to France, when God give you food, did you eat all till you die? You eat as your stomach can carry. Then having children is not a joke. Even family planning is in the Bible. I'm surprised why the pastor have never taught their audience at all. Since I have gone to many churches, they have never one day point out and educate their subject about family planning, about health education, about how to look after children or space children. And it is still allowing that subject about family planning, about health education. Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay, please. Look at the book of Leviticus chapter 15. Both men and women family planning is spelled out there. And if women do not go and have sex with men before they have their monthly period, why would they want to make their discharge also women before they give out their waste product that is not made for fertilizing children?
Okay. Did you get that? No, I didn't. Okay. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, ma'am? Welcome.
Joy calling.
Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. But where I worship, they teach us all those things that this last caller just said now.
Do they teach the men also?
No. But they teach the women. Because they used to separate. We have women meeting, we have men meeting. I don't know whether they teach them there. But for the women, they teach them seriously, but most of them, they will not even take to that advice. They will tell you that it's God that gives children. God will take care of them. I don't know whether God still bring manna from heaven in the morning now, bring in the evening.
If he does, I don't know the location. I wish I knew the location where the manna drops. Just give me location. I'll show up with a big truck. Christy is on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Christy calling from Lagos.
Please go ahead. Welcome.
Okay. My contribution is that, you know, because I had someone said, as many children as you can cater for. Apart from having many children, as many as you can cater for, there is, you know, facilities of government facilities are overstretched too.
Yes.
So when you talk of the children you can cater for, you think of public facilities too. That's if you have 100 children, because you can cater for 100 children, those 100 children can have cars and they're going to be on the road. So we shouldn't just think, so long as you can cater for those number of children, we should go ahead and have them.
Thank you very much. That's a fantastic point. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, actually, good morning.
Thanks for calling.
I'm not among those men that want plenty of children. No. Count me out. Because my own, I wanted two kids.
See?
I have two boys, and my wife was threatened. Oh, she must have a girl. Look, I have my sisters. He said, no, from my own womb. I said, okay, let's try this third one. And we thank God, it happened to be a girl, right? Obianuju, completed. After 2, 3, 4 years, she started again. I said, no, my friend, don't bring this.
So did you go for a vasectomy?
No, if we tried the... No, I don't believe in this... what do you call that thing women do? I don't do it.
In contraceptives?
No, I don't do that. So we try. It's a fourth one. If I had that fourth baby, Auntie Wemimo, that baby would be 3 months old when my wife died. Just yesterday here, I asked my daughter, Mommy, go and buy kerosene. 4 liters. Do you know how much they call it? 2,000 naira.
Kerosene?
A pint of beans. I know how many days it takes them.
Yeah.
Then you want the government to tell you how many children you should have.
Ah, thank you very much. God bless you for me. Hello, good morning. Oh, sorry about that. Please call again. Hello.
Good morning, Wemimo.
Thanks for calling. Good morning.
Yeah, this is David from Ibeshoriade.
Please go ahead.
In addition to other contribution against Mr. Frank, the Bible says we don't pay for two to be
So, do you have this concept? Okay, but you to use hello?
Oh, this is for your program to trust.
Ah.
My wife do family planning.
Okay.
And the doctor is around, who is around. He said, have a side effect on my wife. After our last one is about 15 years old. He said, have a side effect. We need to ask you to go and remove it.
So if there were contraceptives that you could use instead, would you rather that you would use them?
I don't need it. I'm not a wayward man at all.
No, it's not about being wayward. It's about not having to. You don't want to have more babies.
No. I have a serious principle, like Mr. Chris also, because of my salary structure, I never wanted to have more than 2 children.
And so that's what we're saying. Because you don't want to have more children, if you were able to use contraceptives, that will stop you from making babies temporarily, wouldn't you?
I don't need it, man. I can control myself. I don't need it. I don't have anything you could go out.
So why is your wife using contraceptives if you don't need it?
Because I say 1, 2 boys and 2 girls. I say no. Our salary social cannot able to take care of four children.
Okay, I hear you. Let me take a final one from Anonymous. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. So I think one of the reasons why men don't want to take this contraceptive is because of the effect. Yeah, because as I'm talking to you, last year in November, I went to remove my own because I'm planning to have another child. We have only just one. And since that November, my husband was saying that after having that one child, he will be the one to go and take the contraceptives. But I'm talking to you since that November. I've been having discharge in my breast, like breast milk. And my husband was like, see what you are going through. Is this what I'm going to... Who know what will happen after this? So I think these are the reasons why men decided to stay away from me.
But if the women... I mean, the side effect that they got from the tested pills was simply mood swings, according to the research that I read. And if women have this side effect, if we don't try the male version, we don't know what side effect they will have. Maybe it will be milder, and it might be milder. Remember that women have menstruation and every other thing going on in your body. Men don't have all of those going on. So I think we should get to the bridge before we cross it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. I think we should have those contraceptives first, right?
Yes. Then also, when we talk about side effect for female, every side effect can be managed.
Yeah.
You know, And then that is why counseling is also important. Once you have any complaint, you go back to your family planning provider. Yeah. But make sure it's a skilled family planning provider. Then you will be able to be counseled appropriately. So okay. It's either you have to change the method you are using, you know, yeah. And so every side effect can be managed. Once we let them understand that, you know,
it's a bit easier.
Yes.
We need to go now. We'll do this again next week. But remember to join me at 12:30 today on Twitter, on Spaces, for the second half of this conversation. It's going to be really hot and interesting. You can then talk to me on Twitter. Dr. Abimbola, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you once again.
My name is Wemi Moadewunye. I hope we broke these tables successfully. Let's break it some more at 12:30 and next week by the same time. Have a good day.
Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
My name na Lady T.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.